You're just about to enter the time of no time. This is a presentation of an ID within its earliest stages. You can enter inside the room now. Come inside. Follow the walls with your hands. And then carefully step into the dark, finding a place where you no longer can feel the walls. You're here. Inside this place, there's a single painting. It's hanging at one of the walls. It is a painting of a black square. It's painted with oil on canvas. You will not be able to see the black square in the dark, but perhaps you can sense the presence of this painting somewhere inside this room. Without going close to the wall, turn towards where you imagine the painting to be. You are standing within the northern hemisphere of the Earth.
And you have placed yourself facing the cardinal direction of west.
If you stay turned towards this direction, you are gradually tilting backwards with the rotation of the earth. And with the weight of your feet towards the ground, now slightly lean backwards into your heels. As you're tilting back, you're tilting towards the direction of the rotation. For a while, connect to the backwards tilting surface on which you're standing through the soles of your feet. The horizon in front of you is rising. Equally, the horizon far behind you is sinking,
gradually and in a constant motion, revealing new night sky behind your back.
Ever since you entered this dark room, the painting and the room, along with the rotating surface you're standing on, have already traveled about 57 kilometers. You're right now tilting gradually backwards in the approximate speed of 500 meters per second. The darkness you see under your eyelids is perhaps identical to the darkness you see if you open your eyes. If you have your eyes open now, stretch your hand out in front of you and try to look at it.
You not see the hand, but you can feel your hand from the inside. Sense the tip of your fingers and angle your hand upwards so that the tip of your fingers are pointing up towards the sky. Imagine that a straight line is pointed out from your index finger, out into the sky, beyond the atmosphere of the earth, and into space. The line would eventually meet a satellite. If we go beyond the satellite, the line would reach the planet of Mercury. Lower your arm now. If you now start to slowly turn around your own axis from right to left and continue to turn, you are rotating with the planet of Mercury and is currently in line with your current position. Find a stillness. Bring awareness to the part which is in contact with the floor, the soles of your feet towards the ground. The surface where you're standing is pulling your feet towards itself. But further down below you, there is more night sky. Imagine if you would be able to draw a straight line from the soles of your feet down through the earth. You would eventually reach the sky of the southern hemisphere. And if you kept on falling through the earth, along with a straight line, and further down through the black sky below you, you would eventually reach the International Space Station. The International Space Station is right now floating within the sky, far down below your feet. It is in an orbit of 322 kilometers from the Earth and is currently in line with your current position here in this room. But it will only be in line with your current position for a few more minutes, as it is steadily moving diagonally away from the outer edges of your left foot. If one of the astronauts would look out of their window, they would see the outer edges of the South Pole and the south part of New Zealand. Become aware of the outer edges of your left foot. This is a live sound from the station right now. Bring your awareness to the top of your head. In this moment, there are about 11 larger airplanes traveling within the airspace above your head. One of the airplanes will soon reach the cardinal position of this room. and align itself with you, 10,000 meters above your head. It will travel from behind your head and continuing forward. This plane is on its way to Moscow, and it's filled with people unaware of your presence. If a passenger is looking out of the window right now, they could see how the coast of Sweden would merge into the water. Listen until you don't hear the airplane any longer. Maybe you can hear your own breathing. Turn any direction in this room. The front of your lungs are at the moment in line with the orbit of planet Neptune. It would take 4 hours for the light to travel from the planet Neptune and to reach the front of your lungs. Imagine the furthest place possible away from you. Perhaps you want to imagine this place in relation to the backside of your eyes. Draw a line from the darkness of the backside of your eyes out towards that place, far outside. Imagine there is nothing in that place, just the total absence of light. The black square has been seemingly still since you entered this room. The surface of the black air inside this room also touches the surface off the black canvas. Can you feel the air towards your skin? Do you have a sense of where your body's surface ends and where it begins? Since you entered the time of no time, the rotation of the earth have transported you together with the room and the painting. The solar system itself also moves as one room moves inside a larger room. So in the time it takes for me to finish this single sentence, you will have traveled 2,629 kilometers. Yet the air in this room seems so still. But you may be able to see a small dot of light that shines in the darkness. If you move slowly towards it with your hands in front of you, you will find the way out Now is the right moment.